Welcome back to the discussion episode for the story, God Fights for His People.
So today we heard God was grieving Pharaoh's stubborn response and the death of all the Egyptian firstborns. Pharaoh learned of Israel's location near the Red Sea and wanted to get them back as slaves. So he sent his entire army to get them back. Moses raised his hand and God split the Red Sea, allowing the Israelites to walk across on dry ground. Once on the other side, Moses raised his hand once again, and the walls of seawater came crashing down on the Egyptian army. It was an incredible display of power. God was fighting for the Israelite people and rescued them. On to our question.
All right, question number one. Braden and I got caught up imagining the celebration after Israel crossed the Red Sea.
Yeah, it's not very hard, but we did.
and we got caught up imagining, you know, being beside the massive walls of seawater.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bit of time to describe a bit of what you imagined from today's story. Hit pause and chit-chat.
Discuss. All right, question number two. God will fight for his people and rescue them, but he does this on his own terms. We don't get to dictate the manner or the timing of this intervention. In what situations would you like to see God intervene? They can be personal or more global in scale. Hit pause and share.
God is continually inviting us to align ourselves with him. He may ask us to have more compassion, to lead, speak up, be a better listener, stop a specific action, or change our thoughts, or something else entirely. God will challenge us all to help us be aligned with him. So what is God challenging you on today? Hit pause and discuss.
I hope you guys had a great discussion. Be sure to pray with each other and please know that God fights for his people.
Remember, there's nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. Talk to you next week.